So,
Hello.
we returned.
Yeah.
Holidays and then some internet problems.
No, rain has meant some internet problems.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a hurricane risk up north.
It's felt like a bit
Yeah, but
hurricane.
no, but like apparently like an actual one up north.
Like up north, like Washington, or up north,
No,
like
no.
NorCal.
Yeah, like NorCal.
Oh,
They're having a
fuck.
hurricane warning.
Everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into about an hour. We're just chatting now about hurricanes in California. My name is
Apparently,
Oscar. Yeah, I'm joined as always by my co-host and best bud.
Shan.
How art thou, Shan?
I'm good. I'm worried about the Northern Californians, but I'm good.
Yeah, see, I aspire to be like a central bordering on North Californian. So that's my people up there. I'm scared for my Big Sur Monterey area.
So there was a hurricane or a tornado that touched down in Northern California on Tuesday with the rain.
No.
And I believe there was an earthquake as well
Oh
on the
no.
same, I believe it was on the same day
I don't like this.
in McKinleyville. It was a 3.6, so it wasn't a big one, but
Yeah, but still, though, I mean, it's a lot of stuff to
yeah.
be happening all at once to poor NorCal.
And like most of their streets are underwater.
Oh, shit.
So apparently we've left the extreme drought and just headed into moderate because the problem is like all this rain is coming at once and we have no way to gather it
To
up.
like capture it, yeah.
Yeah. So
I mean, there's a giant reservoir right here by my house. I haven't seen it. I hope it's full as fuck, but
I was like, the LA and the Santa Ana ones seem to be pretty full, but not overflowing yet. However, it is supposed to rain Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
God damn, are you serious?
Yeah, that's serious.
This feels like when we were kids and we had that El Nino shit going on,
Yeah,
remember?
that's
And I'm like,
what I asked. I asked somebody, I said, is El Nino, is it this the year for El Nino? And they're like, what do you mean? I go, I don't keep track of El Nino. I don't have the
I mean, neither do I.
energy to like keep
I
track of the
thought El
weather.
Nino. I thought El Nino was just what it was called that one time. Like
No,
don't
El
they?
Nino is like a seasonal like thing. It happens every so often.
Oh, what? I thought it because you know how they name like Hurricane Jeremy or whatever. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
I thought El Nino was just the name of that particular storm when we were kids.
No, it's El Nino and El Niña.
And
And La
Ladi,
Niña.
I was like, oh, okay.
Sorry, I just
And their actual like weather thing, weather patterns.
Yeah.
Oh wow, is that what's happening? Are we in an El
I'm
Nino year?
looking it up. I think it's not supposed to happen until the end of it.
Yeah,
So,
until
La
the end of
Niña
this
is a
year?
climate phenomenon. Yeah. For the last several years, the world has been successive La Niña periods, which has lowered temperatures and brought heavy rains to Canada and Australia. So it's yeah, they're weather patterns that they keep track
Oh,
of. And when
interesting.
it flips, then you get El Nino, and that's when we get the storms.
Oh man.
So it's the way that the water is the air is flowing and the currents are flowing across the Pacific Ocean, and if cold water or the warm water, I don't know all of it kind of thing. And it says not every El Nino and La Niña event is the same, but scientists have observed the same typical effects. The temperatures change, so they increase by 0.2 Celsius during El Nino and fall about 0.2 Celsius during La Nina. So they do it. El Nino brings warmer water means warmer water spreads further and stays close to the surface. This releases more heat into the atmosphere, creating wetter and warmer air, which we have been very, very humid. Like comparatively, like California shouldn't be this humid kind of thing. And the hottest year on record was 2016, which was an El Nino year.
That's
But yeah.
horrible. It's gonna be so fucking hot then.
That's why, I was like, is it El Nino time? What's happening?
Yeah, it sounds like it's gonna be El Nino up in here.
Yeah. It's basically our equivalent of we're getting a little bit of a
Weather?
monsoon.
Weather for once.
Weather. But
Yeah.
yeah, Southern California is not doing terrible. I will say it's affecting some of our tourist properties. Knott's has had to close 2 or 3 days already because you can't run the coasters in the rain. So I'm gonna assume that Six Flags is doing the same thing. They're just far enough out that
The
it's like
mouse will never close again.
most of their stuff is inside.
Yeah, but still, the mouse will never close again.
Yeah. The mouse never closes for like unless the entire park started flooding, they're not gonna close.
No.
Not for rain. No. Like if there was an actual hurricane, maybe, because I think they closed Disney World when there was a hurricane down there, didn't they?
Oh,
Or it's
I don't
inland
know.
enough. I don't know. I
I
don't know
have no
enough about
idea.
Orlando and the Florida
I honestly don't care. I
geographic.
don't care about it.
That's fair.
OG or bust.
Listen, the only
There's
reason
the
I want to go to Disney
Anaheim
World
native.
is I want to go on Tower of Terror one more time.
They still have Tower of Terror
I
over
still
there?
have Tower of Terror over there.
Interesting. But we're getting sidetracked again because we were supposed to
Yay!
start
We
with
were. We promised you guys.
Cruiseman.
Yeah, we've promised you guys a topic 2 weeks ago, and then life happened, and we couldn't.
Where
Where's Cruise
even
Man?
is? Oh, here we
So
go.
far up. He's so far.
Yeah, I
Poor
found
man.
him. I found him. I found
Okay.
him. Okay, so 28-year-old buys cruise ship apartment because it's less than renting and he can see the world.
Go
And
him.
an all expenses paid life for about 50,000 a year sounds like a deal. Living the rest of your life on a cruise ship seems like the dream of the ultra rich. You wake up every morning and have all you can eat breakfast, spend the afternoon hanging out by the pool or touring a fantastic city such as Rome or Dubrovnik.
This
Where
is why
the
I let you.
fuck
This
is
is why I let.
Dubrovnik?
I don't know, man. This is why I'll look it up while you keep reading. I will
Okay.
find out where the city is.
At night, we have a drink in the lounge, watching a comedian or a jazz band, then hit the sack and do it all over again the next day. Seems too good to be true for the average person, right? Think again.
It's Croatia.
28-year-old, it's Croatia. Austin Wells of San Diego told CNBC that he can make it happen because it's cheaper than living onshore in Southern California, and he gets to see the world. The thing that most excites me is I don't have to upend my daily routine in order to see the world.
That's fair.
Let's see. I'm going from this model where you want to go somewhere, you pack a bag, you get on a flight, you rent a room, to now my condo, my gym, my doctors and dentists, and all of my grocery stores travel the world with me. Wells purchased an apartment on the MV Narrative, which is currently being built in Croatia and set sail in 2025. See, promise, this man bought a promise of an apartment, first of
That's
all.
hey. Also, yeah.
The rough math for Wells' dream makes perfect sense. He purchased a 12-year lease on the ship for $300,000.
Jeez.
That comes to about 12 years. That's fucking dope. That comes out to about $2,100 a month if you didn't have to take out a loan. By comparison, most apartments in San Diego cost more than $2,100 per month in rent. And San Diego is cheaper than LA and all
No, it's
that
not.
shit. San Diego is not cheaper than LA.
Well, maybe LA, like, but not maybe the LA area. San Diego's full of a bunch of Richies, Richie snobs.
But there's like ghetto ass areas like Chula
There
Vista
is.
and all that stuff too. Guys,
Chula Vista is still really expensive. My work
yeah,
has
but
a location in Chula Vista. It's insane.
damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, it's not. It's because it's so close to like the zoo and like beaches and the border. It's closer down to the border. So if
Fuck
they have.
SeaWorld.
Yeah. Well, apparently not. Apparently, Blackfish was all propaganda and most of the employees got like that were in that documentary got sued for misrepresenting because it was completely lies.
I don't know about all that.
I would look it up because apparently like the zoo organization of the world like highly rates SeaWorld.
And
What? We're getting
who are
sidetracked.
they? What
We'll
the
have
fuck is
to
the
solicit.
World
We
Zoo
will have. There's a.
Organization?
Who do you think rates the San Diego Zoo, the like highest zoo in the world?
I don't know. Fucking travel people like everywhere.
Okay,
I don't
all right.
fucking know
We'll. I
what.
will. We will look. I will look this up, and we will have this topic another day.
Okay.
Back to the thing at hand, by the way. And I'm looked up the ship. Would you like to know what it has on it?
This man's ship?
This man's ship that's being built. It has three pools. It will have 450 crew members, one helipad, 18 decks. It is 741 feet in length and 98 feet in width. And what is tonnage? Because it has a tonnage.
Tonnage.
I figured, yeah. It is 62,000 tons.
Fuck off.
And apparently, it has its own marina, which means that people can literally bring their boat with them.
And all it takes is one fucking
Iceberg.
iceberg.
Well, maybe if they just avoid, I mean, the icebergs are melting, so there's that.
Yeah, so they're gonna be f
You probably.
moving. They're gonna be breaking
It's
and
true, they are.
moving, which
Yeah.
is scarier than
It's
just
really pretty.
the ship.
The
Yeah, I
ship is
mean,
really
yeah,
pretty.
cruise ships are dope. I mean, I if I wasn't so scared of the sea and also such a bitch for like motion sickness and stuff like that, I'd consider going on a cruise, but I don't know, I'm too scared of being like marooned out in the ocean.
They're selling homes.
Well, yeah, I mean, this guy bought an apartment basically.
Yeah, you can buy a home on it for 875K.
It's still pretty fucking expensive.
It's still pretty fucking expensive, but
Because like, it's
it's also still
pretty
being
fucking
built, so
expensive.
you got two
Yeah.
years to pay for it.
No, but it's like what I'm saying is like, say like the odds of being able to resell that later are very like
Oh,
it's
but
gonna be
there is,
hard. You know what I mean?
yeah,
Like
but
like.
they do have so you can, when you're not on board, they'll rent out your space for you.
I mean, that's
And
dope.
that they'll do
Like,
that all for you.
do you get a cut?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like that would probably pay your mortgage every month.
Well, I mean, that's cool.
And they would take care of any repairs because it's there on the ship.
Yeah, no, I mean that at that point it sounds like a pretty sweet deal, but I don't know.
Yeah, if you had the money.
Yeah, if you had them all, yeah.
Anyway,
If
back to this 28-year-old who bought an apartment.
I hit the over $1.1 billion lotto we got going right now, I will consider it. You know?
I don't
But
know. It looks fun.
I don't know, man. I'd have to like get on a series of like smaller boats first till I get like my sea legs or
I
something
can't.
before I like be able to like commit to just living out on the water for long stretches of time. Like,
I'm wondering
what if
if like
like
a
I
cruise
want to
would
go to
be
like
better for you
fucking
though.
Target or something?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I
For sure, you can't do that.
where do you get your weed?
You have to bring enough.
For how long?
I agree.
Like I know I
I
can't do
agree. They
this. I
do have
can't
a
do this.
school. They do have a school on board, so there would also be children.
Oh yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Cool. I
Yeah,
don't.
that's yeah. That's what I was letting you know. I
Yeah.
can't find where this man bought an apartment, by the way, because I can't find an apartment to buy on here.
Probably sold out.
Yeah. But I don't know. Did I ever tell you that Valerie did something like this?
While in an apartment on a cruise ship?
Vaguely. They had this thing at she went to Long Beach, Cal State. And they had this program that they did, and it wasn't run by Long Beach, but they like helped facilitate getting people to get out there and do it. It was called Semester at Sea. And they started in London. No, not in London. They started in a port in England. Obviously, London's landlocked. That'd be a little hard. But they went down through, and they went to several different countries along the way,
So
and went through the Panama
she
Canal.
did a cruise.
She did a cruise, but like they did classes. So she learned about world history and like stuff and everything on the cruise. And then they would go to these
It was like a
countries.
study cruise.
Yeah. And like apparently there were like really like things like you couldn't bring peanut butter on the ship.
What the fuck?
Couldn't bring peanut butter on the ship. Like you got in trouble.
The
You got caught trying to sneak peanut butter on the ship.
BSA, the instead of the TS, the Boat Security Association.
Yes.
What's
And she had a blast.
up?
She
What's up with
said
the
like
BSA? Sounds like they're a lot more strict. I like them.
I but she yeah, because like they did a couple of countries in Europe. I know she went to Croatia because she's talked about that before.
So
And like
maybe she's been to Dubrovnik.
she might have been. She had fun. And like it was
Well, I
mostly
mean,
on the
yeah, it
ship, so
sounds
they would go
fucking
out for a
dope.
little day and then come back, and they went through the Panama Canal, did not get stuck. That was the Suez Canal though, huh?
No, it was the Panama Canal.
Okay.
I don't know, actually. Who
I was
knows?
like, now I can't remember.
It was a canal.
It was an A canal in between Central, but yeah, and then they parked the boat in San Diego. And she like flew out early, so she got to spend a couple days in London wa walking around and seeing London. And she really liked, she said there were people on there, like old people who were just career learners. I'm putting quotes around that. And they just would continue to take like just keep taking new classes every year and just never leave the boat.
That's cool.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's neato.
Got the fucking money for it. Why not again? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's also a school thing, so you can probably qualify for scholarships and like financial aid.
Yeah, not if you're a career learner. They like
I don't.
scholarships expect to be paid back. I mean,
They do expect to be
not
paid
like
back, but
grants
they.
and loans and all that, you know?
Yeah, but it's like X amount of. It doesn't start kick in and start for the payments till like 6 months after you graduate.
Yeah, but there has like I'm saying, most of them
I
probably
don't know what
lock
the
you into
max
some
learn
sort
is.
of clause where it's just like,
Not that I can remember, and I have my student loans. Now I left, I
yeah.
graduated, I left, but I know if I had like gone from that into graduate studies, that my loans wouldn't have kicked in.
Interesting.
And te like I could have then gone back and done another one, and they like don't charge you as
Well,
long
I'm
as you're
just
still
gonna be
actively learning.
fucking Van Wilder and stay in college forever. Like that thing, like it's fucking,
I yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. But yeah, he's gonna go have fun flying the world, like going around the world. So the ship charges for additional services for all of his food, all of his groceries, all of that, 2100. Food, drinks, alcohol, a gym membership, health checkups, and onboard entertainment and the laundry. Oh, that means he doesn't have to do his own laundry. He just puts it out for a laundry service.
Oh, that's pretty fire.
That's pretty fucking fire. So for a month he could be just paying 4200. That's not gonna pay for anything off the ship, but he can do it because he works for Meta fully remote,
No, well, fuck yeah.
so he probably makes good money.
Is there like fucking Wi-Fi and shit on that bitch?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. Or you have to like, that's what, like, you have to like pay to like subscribe to the Wi, you know what I mean?
You
Like,
maybe, but I mean, it is a ship that has its own marina.
well, yeah, but my thing is like, how do you get fucking signal when you're out in open ocean?
If they
Where,
have their own satellite,
I guess that's fucking wild, man.
I'm sure he asked that and everything before buying a
Well, no,
space.
I'm sure he did. I'm getting ads for that Joe Jonas Vision thing we talked about a few
Oh
weeks
my
ago.
God, the
It's
amount of
like the
ads I've
bottom
gotten for
banner
it.
for him.
I did that, and then I downloaded the app Mercari, because my friend was like, "Oh, look at all these lounge fly bags," and I just wanted to look at them. And oh my God, every freaking ad I have on YouTube now is a Mercari, and I'm like, "I already have your app. Leave me
Leave me
alone.
alone, please. Yeah.
You're
That's
paying to
hilarious.
advertise to somebody who already has this."
All right, T, what do you want to move on to here? Because we got a
I want to
bunch of
move on to
stuff.
Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri?
Yeah.
Fieri?
Yeah.
What's up with Guy Fieri? Let's see
Okay.
here.
He will never eat a certain ingredient.
There's one. So Guy Fieri, famous for being like an
A
absolute
culinary diner star syndrome.
culinary madman and eating all kinds of weird, funky
Yes.
shit.
I will read
He
this to you.
created something called donkey sauce,
I love him.
apparently.
Okay, are you ready? This is like halfway down this article. So it says a surprising food preference. I'm going to read it to you. Although Guy Fieri has an extremely adventurous palate and seems to enjoy food of all kinds, he just can't get past eggs.
My fucking blood.
He used to like fried egg sandwiches, sharing that he would eat them with processed cheese and white breads. However, his aversion to eggs all started when he was 10 years old, when he cracked an egg and opened to find a whole chicken inside of it.
No, the nightmare scenario, my guy.
This turned him off to the
Oh,
breakfast foods, a
no.
feeling that was only enforced when he ate a bad hard-boiled egg. It was the chalky yolk. After
Because
that, I just kind of took it, took a
that's see
different spin.
that's my motherfucking this is gonna be my new response when I tell people like why is it cool like to like eat like fucking like chicken feet eye and they're like, oh it's unfertilized. Tell that to fucking Guy Fieri who cracked open a full fucking baby chick onto his fucking skillet dog.
When he was
Not
10.
when he was a but a mere boy. But a mere boy.
I knew this was going to be more of a quick topic, but I just wanted to kind of
No,
like
this
let
is
it's
no.
not
Guy
as long
Fieri
a
is
topic.
100% right. Guy
No, I'm not
Fieri.
saying he's wrong. I was giving you validation
Yeah,
for like
exactly. No,
I love eggs
and
and
I
I
will
still
continue
continue
to
to eat
speak on
it.
it. Thank you, Guy, for illuminating the world on the fucking horrors and like just the sheer abomination. Of like the fact that like this is like an everyday, you know, and eggs are like a big talking point nowadays. Have you like seen the whole egg discourse going on
Did
online?
you? Well, there's an avian flu around, so there's not as many eggs, so there's
No,
like
well, no,
no.
that's not even what I'm talking about. I'm talking
Okay.
about like it's like a big talking point and basis point around like the current inflation scandal. Everyone's just like, oh, if you're eating eggs right now, you must be motherfucking rich. Because I guess like cartons are like
That's because,
$5 or
yeah,
something,
that's
yeah.
because of the avian flu. So there's just not, when I went like right around Thanksgiving, and luckily I'm doing, I think it's the yolks or something like that, because I'm doing macarons right now, and I need egg whites in order to make macarons. And there's not really a substitute that you can use for that, because you need to make the meringue. And cartons of egg whites are still there, but like cartons of eggs are just gone. I couldn't find the egg whites because I couldn't find the eggs because the shelf was just entirely empty.
Jeez.
There was not one carton of eggs there. There was a carton of egg whites. So like I got like the ones that look like milk cartons, but no, like no eggs. There's none.
Well, I hope this fucking just like continues and they never fucking come
Don't
back. I
say
hope we
that.
no.
I love
Stop
you.
eating eggs, everybody. It's disgusting.
I love them. But it does remind me, this like this right here. Have you been on TikTok lately?
No.
Okay. I didn't think you had. There's a trend right now where it's like your current self like looks at like little you and goes, what happened or where's fear happened? And then like little you go like says something outrageous that was a fear of yours as a kid, like a shark came up the toilet
The fuck?
you never had an irrational dumbass fear when you were a child? I had an irrational fear that a fox was going to come out from under my bed and bite my toes. A fox, which are my favorite animals. But I was convinced that if I didn't hop across, like onto my bed, a fox was gonna nibble at my toes. I don't know why.
That's no, I never had. I know.
Yeah.
Like, the most I can remember is just like, and it still fucking happens to me as a 31-year-old man. Is sometimes like when I'm walking back to my room, like from getting water, and like the lights are all off, like I'll feel like something's
Something's
like
there.
laying on, like behind me. I just start fucking like booking it back to my room. That still happens to me.
Yeah, no, and I've done that, yeah.
Happens to me. I hope Kel doesn't listen to this episode. It happens to me at Kel's house a lot.
Oh,
That
Kel's
place,
gonna think her
that.
house is haunted.
Yeah, I she thinks her house is haunted, and we just don't like bringing it up. So,
Okay, that's fair, because you live there.
So that.
Yeah. But that's what it reminds me of, is like Guy Fieri like looking at him a little self and be like, our worst fear happened. A whole chicken came out of an egg, and it actually did happen. There was like one I really liked and was like, well, our worst fear happened. And it's like there was a worldwide pandemic that wiped out half the world. And they're like, oh, yeah, I guess that wasn't as irrational as mom and dad thought. I
No, yeah.
was like, shit. Shit.
There was literally like how many fucking movies about that shit where is that prior to that, you
And
know
we're like, it'll
what
never happen. It
I
never happened. We're
mean?
too advanced in medicine.
Yeah, we're too fucking stupid to do anything about it, is the thing.
Yep. Do we want to
Clearly.
jump to one of your topics, or do we want to do one of my other two? So we have Chick-fil-A hating on me, a cool aquarium in
Oh,
Berlin.
Chick-fil-A further hates on you, and
Yeah.
are you going to continue to support them after this?
I wasn't supporting them already,
I
number
thought
one.
you had said you had gone back.
My parent, like my little sister, like wanted, and she took me, so she paid for it. I didn't support them. But Chick-fil-A now has made it impossible for me to support them.
Like, did they? So there's no option to have it without that shit anymore?
No.
And by that shit, I mean sesame seeds, right?
Sesame flour. They're putting straight sesame flour into their
Oh,
buns.
they're not just sprinkling the top of them with seeds. Oh, Shannon's allergic to sesame, everybody. It's a.
Luckily, I'm not deathly allergic, because there are apparently there's a ton of kids out there that like anaphylactic shock,
Oh,
like need an
fuck.
EpiPen, like allergic to it. Luckily, I'm just like it's an extreme lactose intolerance and really makes my gut think of it like it's the same as like somebody who has celiac disease eats gluten and like how messed up their guts can get and like the pain that they're in. It's essentially that. And like just before anybody comes for me and is like, oh, well, you probably just have an intolerance. You don't know. I literally didn't know until a doctor did a blood test on me and told me I was allergic to sesame
Who's gonna
seeds.
come for you?
There are so many people who come for things like that come and like, oh, well, it's not a real allergy because it's just an intolerance. And it's like, okay, no, a doctor actually told me I'm allergic. It's an allergy. And that's fine that it just acts like an intolerance, but it is an allergy. But
And
yeah,
what is an allergy? Other than an extreme intolerance, like get the
Yeah, I
fuck,
don't know.
like shut
I
the
don't know.
fuck
But
up.
there's a lot of people who will
You're
like really, you're just jumping on the trend because everybody's allergic to everything. I'm like, I don't have the energy to deal with you. Do you know how
just
much?
splitting hairs,
Yeah,
bitch.
I was
Like
like,
get the fuck out of my face.
my
Like,
tummy hurts when I have it. I don't want to have it.
yeah.
That should be it. That's it. You know, it's the same as like people who don't eat gluten for quite a while. If they eat gluten, their tummy will hurt. Don't give them gluten. Let them be. All right. But this is in response to we talked about a couple weeks ago where the FDA was making that people put sesame on the labels, right? Like because it's such a big allergy right now. So these companies, and I'll read off a few of them that are in here, these companies, instead of being like, okay, we're gonna figure out a way to make sure there's gets no sesame in our things, and then that way we can have sesame-free things for everybody. Don't want to have to, well, then we have to still put may contain or may be contaminated with because they're near it or whatever. So instead, we're just going to put sesame in everything. And then we can just say that for sure you can't have it. So Chick-fil-A and other restaurants are adding sesame, the ninth most common food allergy amongst children and adults in the US, to products that didn't previously having it, angering people with sesame allergies. So these things did not have it.
Do they have a list of any of the other restaurants?
They have a few of them that are in here.
So who has shunned you from their doors?
Chick-fil-A's done it so much that it's in every single bun, and they started doing it even before the new year. Then on top of that, we have Olive Garden is adding it to their unlimited breadsticks.
Oof.
I know. Not the pasta, but all the
I mean,
breadsticks, because there's the potential for cross contact.
I haven't been there in like a literal fucking decade, but still, oof.
Yeah. Many members of the American Baker Association that provide baked goods to schools, including Pano Gold, are adding sesame flour to its bread and bun recipes. So
That's
that
pretty
means the
fucking
kids that are in school can't
brutal.
get a school lunch.
Damn.
And then the one that, and this is the actual sign that is our, oh, like at Chick-fil-A. Our white bun, multi-grain brioche bun, flax flour flatbread, and Chick-fil-A cool wrap contain a sesame allergen. The gluten-free bun and the breakfast menu items do not contain sesame, but they could risk cross-contamination, which means people with life-threatening allergies still aren't, because they're not going to bake them on a Sucker grill or anything like that. Like heat them up kind of thing. So you could still get it. The one that makes me the most upset, the premium buns at Wendy's.
That does that mean like the pretzel
It's not the
bun?
pretzel bun. And I talked to somebody that they'd always have a substitute bun, and because mine is an intolerance, if it's just a may contain, I can probably risk it and be fine. Like they'll get toasted in the same toasters as a premium bun. So if it's somebody with a life-threatening allergy, they're not going to be able to eat at Wendy's anymore.
Damn, that's fucking gnarly.
Yup.
Well, what the fuck? Like, is it like cheap or why is everyone adding it? Like, what's the
They're
deal?
adding it so they don't have to worry about the potential of cross-contamination. So they don't have to put may contain and then somebody have a serious allergy and have to
So they're
deal with a
just,
lawsuit because of that.
but they're so they're just poisoning it all?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever
Yeah, they
fucking
don't want to
heard.
pay the money to make sure that these things won't get the cross-contamination and the cleaning that has to be done in between them to make sure they're not cross-contaminated, and having separate things in that are the special, like allergy ones, like having a special toaster for the sesame-free buns kind of thing. So they're doing that. I want you to know that I checked as of January 1st, because that's when everybody had to put it on. Our lovely, dearest savior, In-N-Out, has no sesame in any of its products.
These people just never fucking
Never
disappoint,
miss. Never
never let
miss.
you down,
Never let me down.
never miss. In and out, I will go to my fucking grave with those palm trees across my heart. You know
Let's
what I mean?
go. Let's go. Let's get it
Oh,
tattooed.
let's go
Yeah.
get a
Yeah.
fucking
I checked the
tattoo.
day after.
Kel
They
will
make their
join
bread
us.
all in. They've never had any sesame seeds on their buns. So for them, they're just like, yeah, cool. We're still not adding sesame. Y'all are good. Like,
Love
so,
you. I love you,
dear
In-N-Out. Hey,
Saints,
In-N-Out,
dear
I fucking
Saints.
love you. And while we're talking about food, let's round out with a quick nostalgic discussion on one of my topics here.
Yeah.
Because I used to get this pizza all the fucking time because I was an annoying ass little kid who'd be like, ah! Because fucking marketing works on me like a fucking
You know what?
sheep.
That's fair.
And I fucking was super. So the Big New Yorker was Pizza Hut offered back in the day that they just had like ridiculously big floppy pieces that you could like had a really good cheese pull and you could like fold them and eat them
It's a thin crust.
yeah. Well, no, it's not necessarily a thin crust because the thin crust nowadays implies like that weird crispy type of thin crust.
Oh, yeah, but it's like the
No,
traditional New York thin crust, is what I'm thinking.
it's like a still chewy but thin crust.
Yeah.
But it's like wide and floppy slices that you fold to like hold them together as you eat, like you would a slice on the streets in New York, as you would assume, as you've
Yeah.
always seen in the
So
media.
you're a thin crust pizza person.
No, I'm an all around pizza person.
Okay.
I enjoy,
Okay.
I'm a pizza like
I'm a deep
fanatic.
dish. That's why I
I
asked.
love me a good deep dish. I
Yeah.
like me a good pan. I like me a good thin. I like me a good flapper. I
It's
can
just
enjoy
pizza.
pizza.
Just give me
Yeah,
pizza.
pizza's fucking great.
Yeah.
But there is something that always appealed to me about like the street slice in New York. And you just see people like just fucking like with a giant slice and you know, like they're like folding it,
Do you
all
know what?
dripping
It
all over
also,
the
yeah, it
place.
also probably
And
gave
we
me
don't really get
nostalgia
that here.
for Ninja Turtles.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was like,
Exactly.
that's where you
That's
like it looks like the pizza
the
from the
slice. It's a Brooklyn pizza slice. Yeah, like the fuck. Yeah.
It's the Ninja Turtles pizza.
It's the Ninja Turtles pizza. And they're bringing it back after a 25-year hiatus. Damn, bro. That
Go
means
for
last
them.
time I had this shit was like when I was a 6-year-old, if it's been gone for 25 years.
I was like, I never had it. I'll
You
be honest.
never
I
had
was
the
like,
Big New
my
Yorker.
family's not a thin crust. I'm not much of a thin crust fan either, to be fair.
Neither was my family, but again, I was an annoying little kid who wanted the
That's
Big New
fair.
Yorker.
That's fair. I was annoying all of the time for everything, and my parents just like learned to ignore it. They just tune out the pitch I talk that.
Jesus, that frequency is just non-existent, huh?
You know.
Well, I appreciate them. I'm gonna click this article to see if there's an exact date for the return, because I'm a
February
fucking
1st.
sucker and I'm gonna be
Hey,
ordering
February.
myself
February 1st, but it's
February
only a limited
1st.
time. But it's
Okay,
only a
so yeah,
limited time.
I'm gonna be consuming hella pizza. Price for my fucking
It was
arteries,
sold
yo.
in 99.
This has not been 25 years.
No, it hasn't. This is nearly 25 years. But says, despite being sold for a brief time in 99, it became a favorite and fans have been asking for pizza. Yeah, you were 8,
I was
which
eight.
makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I mean, six and eight, nah, not too much of a difference.
You'd be surprised.
But the point is, I fucking love that
$13.99.
shit. Oh, that's like the old price too.
Pizza
It's
Hut
not.
asked to sell it for cheap, otherwise people won't come get it.
Yeah, that's true.
Apparently it was brought back for with a change.org petition for 4,000 signatures, which is not a lot.
Do you like bacon?
I do like bacon.
Do you like bacon on your pizza?
I do like bacon on my pizza.
Have you had, and you're a deep dish person, you said,
I'm a
right?
deep dish person.
Have you had that Little Caesar's new deep dish pizza where
No.
like the crust is like rimmed in bacon?
No, but I'm also oddly not a stuffed crust person.
It's
It's not
not stuffed.
stuffed. It's
It's
just
no.
coated. Interesting.
It's like they like on the outside of the dough, they layer strips of bacon and then bake it, so the bacon like is like part of your handhold. So when you bite the crust, it has like a light bacon on the side. It sounds weird, not bad is what I'm saying. It's a good pizza is what I'm saying. Give it a try. It's also deep and crunchy. Let me
It's
see if
fair.
I can
They're also
pull it up for
selling
you.
something called melts that are like pizza-shaped calzones.
At Little Caesars?
No, at Pizza Hut.
Oh, at Pizza Hut.
And
So
there's $7 a slice.
does that mean they got rid of the pizzone?
I think so. These actually don't look bad. Basically, it's two thin crust pizzas folded in half. So it's essentially what you
Basically, what the big New Yorker
go to
told
the
me.
bottom of the article. There's a thing that says melts. We have 2 minutes.
Hold on, no, I'm over here looking up this fucking Little Caesars pizza
Okay,
for
you
you.
look up the Little Caesars pizza. Pizza is a competitive space. This is an actual quote from this article. With customers often shifting their preferences depending on the deals and new menu items. Pizza Hut sales at its global restaurants fell 3% in the most recent quarter compared to the new year. They're owned by Yum Brands, which also controls Taco Bell and KFC.
Huh.
Get your shit together, Pizza Hut. How are you doing so good at KFC and Taco Bell's and you can't get your shit together at Pizza Hut?
Okay, well, apparently the fucking bacon rimmed one no longer exists. They just
That
have
figures.
Detroit style deep dish now, which also looks pretty good.
I like pizza.
Yeah. So that's pretty much gonna do it for us on this weird episode of 8 Hour Chat. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. I want fucking pizza now. If
Yeah.
you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at Knife Life OSC. That's also my Venmo and my Cash App. If anyone wants to send me fucking pizza, buddy.
Well, I don't know what my Venmo is off the top of my head.
if you want to find Shannon on the internet.
You can find my link tree under Adventure Lady.
And make sure you share the show with a friend. Sorry for the couple of weeks of absence. It's been a time over here.
Been a time.
But we will see you guys next week. Until next time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
This has been 8 Hour Chat.
You can still take antlers on a plane.
Yes, you can. Not on boats, though.
Not on boats.